This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Walt McKechnie, deputy mayor of Dysart et al., will likely take over the role of interim mayor until the municipal election, Monday, October 26th. Tamara Wilby, CIO of Dysart et al., spoke with Canoe FM recently. She said that as of June 30th, only one person came forward to take on the position, and that was McKechnie. A vote will take place July 7th to confirm his appointment.
Well, if we back up to the 16th of June, we had a special meeting at that point to declare the mayor's seat vacant. So that was the first step we had to take. And then we have a special meeting planned next week, as you know, where they will council opted to appoint from within. So they'll appoint a mayor at that point. Tuesday was the deadline for current members of council to let me know as the clerk whether they want to fill that seat or not. So at this point, Councillor Deputy Mayor McKechnie is the only one who's put his name forward for the mayor's seat. So next week, it'll be a very short meeting. There'll be a resolution basically to appoint Walt, and assuming that goes through. And then there'll be another resolution to declare the deputy mayor's seat vacant. I think it's part of being a deputy as well. I think there's some expectation of stepping up to fill in, and he certainly stepped in over the years when, if Murray hasn't been able to be in a meeting for some reason or to a meeting out in the public even, Walt has stepped in for him. So I think it's just a presumed natural fit for the short time that's left.
Wilby said the deputy mayor's seat will then have to be filled. An announcement in the local media outlets will keep the public informed about the process. The remaining council seat might not be filled.
So right now we have two people going to county council because we have Councillor Casey is going as well because he was appointed June 16th as the alternate. So when we come to next week, and presumably Walt will be declared as mayor, and then they'll declare the seat of deputy mayor vacant, and then it'll go back out to the newspapers to let people know that's the process. And people are free to write letters in if they want to. We didn't receive any for the mayor's seat, so I doubt we'd receive any for the deputy mayor either. But same thing, members of council would have to let us know the week before the July 28th council meeting if they want to step up to the deputy mayor's seat. And depending who does that, we'll create another vacancy. It's just a bunch of steps. But the difference is when you get to the July 28th meeting, we're within 90 days of the election date. So council doesn't have to fill the seat if they don't want to.
Unlike by-elections, filling vacant seats on council does not come with a cost, Wilby says.
No, it doesn't. Other than putting a couple ads in the newspaper, it doesn't really have any significant expense. Just an extra couple of meetings for council, but they're short and they don't get paid anything extra for it or anything. So.
Dysart et al. Council has had to fill vacant seats a few times in the past for illnesses, but not following the death of a council member.
Not from a death, at least not in recent years anyway. In 2016, Derek Knowles resigned about midterm. And at that point, they didn't have a policy. Right now, we have a council vacancy policy. But at that point, we didn't. So what they decided to do at that point was they appointed Dennis Casey into the vacant seat as the Ward 2 councillor because he'd previously been a Ward 2 councillor. But he hadn't gotten onto council that term because he ran for deputy mayor and lost that seat. So he was appointed to that seat for the remainder of that term, about midterm. And then again in 2021, that's when we did pass the, I think after that we passed the vacancy policy. Deputy Mayor Kennedy was sick for a period of time and he missed a few months, but we didn't actually replace him at that point, but because it wasn't very long he was off.
Once the deadline for candidacy ends in August, Dysart et al. Council will enter its lame duck period, where no big decisions or large financial commitments are made. Additionally, as outlined in the Municipal Act, the interim mayor will not have strong mayor's powers.
We're going into lame duck, likely August 21st, nomination day, lame duck will start. So there won't be any huge decisions made that haven't already been budgeted for or anything else like that after that point. So Yeah, so hopefully once we get through these filling these vacancies, councils can just carry on with business until we get through the election. And there is no strong mayor powers with an appointed mayor. So that ended with Murray.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.